This is the Mosh Pit Backstage podcast for punk, metal, and rock interviews and segments. Morgan Lee is the lead singer of Melbourne's progressive and alternative rock band, Acolyte. They have an EP and two singles out and a debut album on the way. Welcome to Mosh Pit, Morgan.
Thanks, Stefan.
That's how you say it, right? Acolyte?
That's exactly how you say it. Beautiful. Nailed it.
First question, who are Acolyte?
Who are Acolyte? Acolyte was, well, it's Chris, the drummer. He's our newest member. And you've got Jason, who's on bass, and you've got Frank that's on guitar, and myself, obviously, who's on vocal. We were a hobbyist band that's turned into a really, really full-on progressive rock band.
Hobbyist, so you did for fun initially?
Initially, yes. I'm a theatre person, so this was just a bit of fun for me.
Awesome. Now, so who is Morgan Lee Brown?
Morgan Lee Brown is a full-on theatre person that just... rock fell into their lap, and they're loving it, and I'm loving the world that is rock and roll. That's pretty much it. I don't know.
Who are your musical influences?
Our musical influences change all the time. We're influenced by international acts like Opeth and things like that that have very diverse movement in their metal rather than just your heavy hitting. I think a lot of the local bands have gone that direction of that. You know, like it's almost rhythm-based, where everything's around the bass and the drums and the song. So we like movement and diversity in, like, the music and the whole movement of it going together to cause an emotion. So it's not just my voice that does it.
Yep.
So that's why it's, like, your Opeths and things like that, Shory Screams and stuff like that. But the music has this beautiful way that it unrolls. And I guess anything like that, even if it's local acts, they can sometimes blow our head off and we just go, what was that? We need to do a bit of that in our stuff too. So everything and everything is our influence.
But what about for you personally, mainly?
For me personally? Wow. I think for someone like me, you know, always growing up listening to Carnival, I guess, Kenny's a big influence for me. He's very, very melodic. I'm not heavily into the screams and things like that, but I also like... I was blown away by this girl in America from Straight Line Stitch called Alexis Brown, who's just, she screams like no one else, but she has this amazing melodic talent to it. It just, if anyone wants to, look it up, White Veil. I think it's White Veil or Black Veil. It will blow your mind. Yeah.
Awesome. So you said you started as a hobbyist band, and then, like, what point were you like, okay, let's do this properly? Like, how did it all come together?
We ended up playing our first gig with a lineup where there was a friend involved, and they said, you know, jump on, you've got a few songs, let's give this a crack. And we ended up blowing it apart. We had people coming in from other rooms that didn't even come to see us play necessarily because it was at the ESPY. So you've got three rooms there that you hear. And I think it was just people's emotion to our music and how they interacted with us when we're like, oh, we're probably onto something here. This is so fun. So then we just kept hitting it home, and more people started following us, and we're like, wow, we're enjoying this. Let's take this further and see what we can do with it. And then change from a hobby to a proper thing for us.
Like, how did you all meet, like, initially?
How did we all meet?
Yeah.
So Jason Frank, our bassist and our guitarist, were in a project previously called Luster back in the, I think it was even in the 90s that started. That was a long time ago, and they played for about 10 years together. And then I met Jason, and for years he didn't believe I could sing, but he got me to stand in with him and the guitarist to do a few vocal lines and tracking so that they could find a singer for them.
Yeah.
And they were like, oh, hold on, you can actually do this. Do you want to do this? Like, we don't need to find someone else. You're okay. You're all right. I'm like, oh, okay, let's try. And then we actually didn't have a drummer for years initially, because we started just doodling and stuff years before we started this project. We did everything on computer by ourselves. And then when we initially got a drummer involved properly, that's when everything really started, you know, whatever. And for me, I was so nervous. I've never done rock and roll before. So for me, it was when you go out in theatre, you're actually putting on a persona of
something. Yeah.
But going out as someone who is me was just... I was so nervous. So I don't even know how they got me to say yes, but they did. And that's where I came from.
Okay, so now we're going to play your latest single, The Message. What can you tell us about that one?
The Message is probably our most progressive one. It's heavy. It has so much dynamic growth in it. It just builds and builds and builds. So if you're in it for a journey, stay on board and listen to it from start to finish. It's got a video as well. Check that out as well when you get the chance. But this would probably be my favourite, so enjoy.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Moshpit Backstage Podcast. You can subscribe to us on iTunes and Omni. To find out more about the show, go to www.syn.org.au/moshpit. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/moshpitonsin and follow us on Twitter and Instagram at moshpitsin. The regular Moshpit radio show broadcasts punk, rock and metal tunes and interviews every Thursday nights on Sin 9.7 on FM and digital radios. Listeners outside of Melbourne, Australia can stream Sin 9.7 online at www.syn.org.au. Thanks to Vintage Ruin for the music.
Hi, this is Tommaso from Flash Gun Apocalypse.
Hi, I'm Enid from Girls Go.
I am Phoebe Pinnock from Heaven the Axe.
Hey, this is Gary Oldman of the Misfits.
Hey, this is Kat Sproul from Horizon Edge, and you're listening to The Mosh Pit on Sin FM.
Hi, this is Aina from Leopard.
Hi, I'm Virginia Lilly from the band Lily.
This is Raul from 1449.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Ali from Uberhead.
Hey, everybody, this is Charlie Benante with Anthrax, and you are listening to The Mosh Pit on Sin.